Okay, we are live. This is your host of the Supernatural Podcast, Beverly Hines, and I am very excited about our guest today, celebrity hairstylist, psychologist, I mean, just healthy hair advocate. Let's go on. We can continue. You know, Tracy Mader, she's here today, and I'm just very excited to join the Hairstrips platform and the Supernaturals Podcast to talk about her passion about healthy hair and just hair care in general. Yeah. So I could keep rambling. So I want you to go really quickly, and then we'll talk about today's topic, to introduce yourself to our audience and tell us about your exploits and how you got here today to this point.
Well, my name is Tracy Madry. I am a 22-year veteran of being in the industry, working on hair, healthy hair. My background more is in extensions, and we can talk a little bit more about how I kind of landed there, but really just more about like how a woman's able to take care of herself. Yeah. So even though, yes, we're talking about hair, I kind of put hair care into the self-care category too as well. My journey is pretty long. I recently too even just came out of retirement. Out of missing my baby, I was in retirement. I thought, I always tell people, I heard God's message wrong. He told me sabbatical because I had been working with Pentonville people, traveling, doing artists, state to state. I remember one time we, 26 times I had traveled within the year. So I thought I was supposed to rest, and retire, and go off into something else. But steady getting inbox messages from women like who I had worked with, or even two artists. Okay, girl, I'm going to need you to tell me how I can get this spot out my head. Why is my hair now coming out? Like, what were you doing? Can you give a tip to this person? It just brought my passion back. So as I come back, didn't know I was coming back in the middle of a pandemic. Okay, Lord.
Right.
But even now, just coming back in that pandemic, and now people are at home taking care of their hair and really struggling. Like, there's that professional voice, like, I know we have, I always say we're in the information age, but we're also too in the misinformation age. Mm-hmm. So you may get something and you're like, Tracy, how can I counteract it? Or, you know, is this correct? Is this right? And so I've just come back with a new purpose. Super excited about these new platforms that's now here. Absolutely. I'm not that old, but people make me feel old because it's so new.
You know? Right. And no, you're not old and black don't crack, honey. So please, okay? I'm very excited. You said something that was key. You said we are in the age of misinformation.
Yes.
And that's kind of like the dark side of these new platforms, that everyone has one, right? There's no endorsement, no validation, or no type of credentialing needed. You can just turn on a camera and you're now an expert, right, on everything. And so now, that is our goal here at the Supernaturals Podcast and Hair Scripts, is to actually connect women like me and other women who love hair care and beauty and all that stuff. But I was diagnosed with female pattern hair loss. And so the goal is now, how do I look good and be healthy at the same time? And so people like you, Tracy Madry, being on here and just being able to tell us how to do that. So let's jump into today's topic, which is, do hair extensions damage your hair and scalp permanently? And how to reverse it. And I feel that this is a really great topic because you're not only talking to consumers, you're talking to hairstylists, right? Yeah. Because how exactly can we want to look beautiful. Let's just be honest. Some days I'm okay with the curliness, but there's days where I want inches and I want to just be, you know, and there's
like
with that. Right. So how do we do that in a healthy way? So let's answer the question. Do hair extensions actually damage your hair? And how do we reverse that?
To tell you, and it's perfect to ask me that question because I do extensions. 99% of my business is extensions. But do extensions damage your hair? Yes, they can.
Wow.
Yes, improper application can damage your hair. Over weighing down the density, too much hair on follicles that potentially should not have it. And then here's another one in our community. How long it lasts? You know, like, I've paid for it, so I need it to last as long as it possibly can. However, not taking it out in the proper time frame can cause traction alopecia. So if you're not with we said now you can press button and now you're an expert. Now I've seen the most influx, and I always say I have a heart. Like, I'm not knocking anybody who's out and they love hair and they want to deal with it. But we have now such a huge influx of people that are not licensed, learning to go do hair,
make you look
to do hair. And you may have an amazing talent. However, you don't understand the science. When you go to school, you're learning chemistry. You're learning anatomy and physiology. You're understanding density. You're understanding porosity of hair. These are terms in which you need to understand when trying to do some of these extension applications. So nice. Now what I'm hearing now is coming out of retirement. I remember a lot of women were asking me, do I need to come shampooed and blow dry? Ma'am, no. What do you mean? So now we have that. So now you have an influx of women who are coming in. Improper scalp care is happening. Improper hair care is happening. And they're coming in and they're starting to get some of our, and these techniques are amazing. Like, we look absolutely great. But I'm seeing in my chair, young women, and I'll say I'm talking 30. My chair is usually 30 and up.
Mm-hmm.
That are having like 60 and 70 year old followers. And that's the truth. I'm the one who's seeing it on the day.
Yes.
And I'm dealing with the cries and the tears and the frustration. And they're like, oh my God, but all I did was this.
Right. And it's like the side of Instagram that we're not seeing.
Yeah. And I say that all the time. Like, I see certain techniques in extensions. And I was like, okay. They're like, oh, I want to get this. And I'm like, okay, baby girl, that's called a filter.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about what that really does. Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah,
that really does.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about your lifestyle. That's something I'm phenomenal with.
Right.
Meaning I'm as a professional. So I'll say as professionals. And mm-hmm. I'll say even sometimes they're like, well, this happened to be from a professional. Well, guess what? We're all not created equal. And you got to find, for me, this isn't one of those about the money industries. It's about the care.
Wow.
And me, you should find a professional. Let's even take it off me because I feel like I'm responsible. You should find a professional that's going to talk to you about your life, not right. what you saw on the platform. Maybe the platform picture brought you to her or him, but now do you work out?
Mm.
So, let's talk about this is an investment, and you know, what's your care regimen going to look like?
Right.
Because in wearing them, again, yes, you can damage your hair and you can permanently damage your hair.
Wow.
It could be something that is not reversible
right.
without doing like surgeries or steroids. And maybe that's not, if that conversation, I believe, because I'm telling you, I've had it with women. If that conversation had been had with me, maybe I would have opted for something different.
Right.
Or I would have took it out on time.
Right.
Or I would have washed my scalp because you can't not wash your scalp.
You just don't know. The
knowledge. Yeah, I know. That's why I say, I'm like, cupcake, you gotta wash it, babe.
So let me ask you this question, Tracy, because we can't really go into technique here, right? Because you have to really learn this.
Absolutely.
So for a regular average person like me that doesn't know anything about putting extensions in my hair and I'm going to look for a professional,
mm-hmm.
where should I start? Where do I go? How do I find a professional that actually knows the technique for hair care?
Well, first, I tell you too, and I love that question. You need to look at their body of work.
Okay.
So forget the questions to the stylist. Look at their body of work. See, okay. Do they show you, if you're someone that values, so if you're watching this podcast, you value your follicles. Okay?
Right.
So if you're watching, you're seeing, or you're listening, I want to have hair. Watch the body of work. Do those women still have hair?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a conversation that's being had by the stylist about hair care? How long are they telling you to wear this hair? Are they controlling the process with you? Will they tell you no? That's huge. My clients may look at me crazy when they be like, I want to do this and this. And I'm like, no, we can't do that.
Right.
So you got to find that information first. Then you want to talk to the stylist. Does the stylist have a consultation process? Do you know that there are some people that tell you they will not consult with you? You're about to have a procedure. Let's just think, would you go to the doctor without a consultation?
No.
No, you would not. So these are things, forget the person, that you are looking for prior to. Do
right.
they fit your value system?
Mm.
Don't stop. Well, I tell people all the time, stop calling stylists and say, how much does this cost?
Wow. Okay.
Stop that. Because what you're doing is you may find something within your budget, but guess what? Later on in life, you may now have an increased budget because now you need to see a dermatologist. Now you don't have hair. Now you're stuck in potentially an extension that you don't want because now your hairline is gone. I deal with that on a daily basis.
Right.
I deal with it on a daily basis. So these are questions that you ask prior to. Not how much is it? Let's talk about your work.
Right.
Let's talk about, will I still have hair? Ask the simple question of not condescending and rude. Do you care about hair care?
Wow.
Not condescending and rude, but just do you care? There's different types of stylists that are out here, you know, and I have even referred people off and I'll say, hey, that's not what I do. Listen to that. I always tell people don't become offended by it, but ask those questions again, in a non-condescending way because you're dealing with artists. Okay, I've trained artists for years. Artists are sensitive about their stuff. Okay, so you want to ask in that way, and then when you don't get the answers, move on. It can save you a heck of a lot. I always tell people, if you spend $25 and you didn't get what you want, you spent too much.
Let me tell you something. It's funny to me. You could spend $25, especially for people who are penny pinching and price shopping.
Uh-huh.
And $25 to get married, and it costs you a forever amount of money for the divorce.
Take it out. It's almost like dating too. It's the questions you ask him before you love him.
Well, we don't want to scare him away.
Right, you don't want to scare him away.
Yeah, we want it now. We don't want to wait for
now. You all in love. Don't want to
wait for somebody more compatible.
Right, you all in love, and now you found out he believes in three women at a time.
Honey,
see, it's the questions you ask before you get into this.
Right. So now I found the right stylist and we're in the right relationship. Right. And thank God for places like Instagram, Facebook. We have a sheet because you can look at the person's feed and see what they're about. Right. So now we are in the right relationship. But how long? Well, two questions. How often can I get hair extensions if I like extensions? And then how long should I keep them in?
Well, that all depends. Also, now that you got your good person, now they're going to tailor it to you. Now it's going to be customized to your lifestyle. So to give you an example, I have women that wear my extensions or wear extensions for 12 weeks at a time, 3 months, right? Tracy, her hair is more of a 3B, 3C, curly, fine density, knows that in her family line, I am 42 years old and having my edges, like I remember seeing younger, this is where we typically go thin. I mean, I want to keep mine in. Guess how long Tracy wears hers? 6 weeks.
Wow. Okay.
That's it. So it's not a one size fits all.
Right.
I work out. I waterlog my braids. I even showed last night when on one of my feeds, you see how mine is lifting now?
Right.
It's time for a tightening session. So if you're not hearing those things, like as it starts to grow and it starts to shift, you know, that's when you know, like that was your homework prior to. So now you need to hear what's gonna work for me. If you're thin already, or I know people love the bundle syndrome. I need 3-4 bundles. I need to be fabulous. I need to be whatever. The woman that has the client that wears their hair for about 12 weeks or can, she has a thicker grade of hair.
Right.
She has also, too, a low sedentary life.
What's that? Explain that.
A low sedentary life is someone who does not work out often. They do not have a sweat in their hair. I'll tell you, because I know my attorneys or my lawyers or their business women, that they're more at a desk.
Right.
They're now working at home. They're not high act out and doing all these other activities. That's a low sedentary life.
Right.
They're not moving a lot. So therefore, guess what? They can wear it a little bit longer. That's not true. Right.
That all matters.
You're somebody who's working out. Like, again, I'm working out 5 days a week. My hair is sweating often. I also, too, have scalp conditions myself. My hairline will burn. Like, the weave itself, like where the wet starts, it could potentially start to burn and itch into those areas. No. For me, I give a different. So you want to hear that. Okay, let me tell you about your life. So then I can customize it to you.
Right, customize.
And if you don't, now here's another thing. If you don't hear, say for instance, budget. I know, hey, we're in a pandemic. Jobs is not whatever. This is nothing to feel bad about. You know, maybe for you, if you're hearing something that you have to do for a long period of time, maybe you're going to invest in a high quality hair so you don't have to keep buying it often.
Okay.
You have a scalp condition too as well. You have to watch some of these bundles that out here that have acid baths on them that are weighing on your scalp and causing some levels of alopecia and irritation and inflammation. Ooh. Because that's out here. It's like, this is where we are. You want to find those things, patch test, lay it on your scalp, see if you can or you can't. And if you hear somebody say you're 6 weeks, to yourself after the consultation, sit with your own personal finances, see if this is something you should even start. Maybe it's something I'm only going to wear in the summertime now because of my budget.
Okay.
So this is a part, and I even, for me, in my consultations, I talk about the finance.
Right.
Does this fit within your financial life?
Right.
You know what? I hadn't thought about it. And I'll say, go home. Think about it.
Okay.
See where this fits. If you don't hear these things and this is your value system, you move on.
Right. Right. So I'm all about hair care, obviously. I was diagnosed with pattern hair care. So it was my birthday and I was looking for, like, you know, I wanted to just step out. I'm like, okay, I just want to step out. But now here I am overthinking, like, okay, what kind of hair, what grade of hair? But I was also wondering, because when you do research, you hear, oh, well, microlengths are safer than extensions or tape-ins are safer. Can you really help us out with that? Is there a truth to that, or is there a safer version? You know, is a full head, what's safer out there? And be honest.
I know, because it's like I'm starting to get somewhat of that kind of question. Is this better?
Right.
Not necessarily. It's still to your lifestyle. Because, okay, so being that 22 years, 86 certifications that I have, I know how to do every technique pretty much that's out here. I've been doing microlinks for years. It is not new.
Wow.
So, yeah, now that this sort of, it is not new. It is old. You can look up companies like Hairvox. Also used to do Dream Catchers, which was with Paris Hilton when she first came out years ago, maybe 12, 13. It's not new. However, what I find is sometimes people choose them and do not hear about the care regimen that's followed. So if you are getting microlinks and tape bands, are you ready to come to the salon every 2 weeks to get it maintained? Because it can be healthier because you are getting in between and I can touch your scalp. You can shampoo. If you have a topical agent that your doctor has given to you, you can get to it easier. Mm-hmm. However, what is most popular now is that most African-American women now are not wearing the relaxers that they used to.
Right.
So say, for instance, you're like me and you are 5 days a week working out. You have no relaxer in your hair, and now your hair shifts, and now you got to go to work. What tends to happen with those women, now they don't know what to do. They didn't ask those questions about that 2 weeks. Now they're in the gym. Now they're blow drying. Now they're flat ironing. Now they're doing additional heat damage. Now trying to blend the hair to the extension. Then they end up back with somebody like me who's doing more of a braided method. I'll say, find out the long term for each method that you're looking at that doesn't fit your life. Because wigs, okay, done those. You know how to make them. They used to be more for non-surgical hair replacement. Women who did not have hair have hair lines.
Right.
But they were on and off. Or there's no hair here. So we're using a medical grade adhesive.
Right.
So there's no scalp. There's no hair coming back. Okay, maybe she's wearing it for a longer period of time. She's also using a medical grade adhesive. Mm-hmm. Now you, with your strong, fabulous hairline, are growing your hair every day.
Wow.
You can't do that. That's the follicles that I'm telling you that I'm seeing that are coming in. You can't, no, that method may not be good if you're trying to keep healthy hair.
Right.
So braided, so for me, everything I've tried, and I'm the high activity life.
Right.
Everything I've tried has put me back in a braided cell. And then, like, making sure I have the regimen that's going to take care of my scalp, my hair, and also consistently grow it.
Wow. That was good to know.
Now, that's my lifestyle.
That's your lifestyle.
That's my lifestyle. And also, too, I have, I burn, like, if I remember when I used to get a relaxer. And that conversation, I didn't understand at that time. You put it on my hair, in my hair instantly. Like, you have to hurry up, run to the bowl and go rinse it.
Right.
Which was letting me know I was having some issues and my body hormone couldn't take that. So now, even too, wearing closure.
Right.
Laying against my scalp burns my scalp.
Mm.
Burn. Can't do that. So I have to have hair out. That's your lifestyle.
Right.
You know, every question I keep going back to, you're even making me now want to do a whole, girl, how you live?
Please do it.
It's not a one size or this fits or this doesn't.
Right.
If you have a thin hairline, you shouldn't be in something that's pulling your hairline. So right. Even if you are wearing a braided method, you need hair out around your hairline because your hairline is fine.
Right. You know, I love this.
There is no one size fits all. Which right. is the reason why in consulting with the stylist that you're going with, you got to make sure, do they care about your hair?
And they ask
these questions. Do they care about themselves?
Right.
It's harder to care about you, don't care about me.
How many heads can they get done in a day? Make that point. That's it.
Hard. And then maybe, and I always say, some people don't care about that.
Right.
And that's okay. Maybe that's you. That's
my experience in hair loss.
I have women that have come to me all day long in consultations and have told me, shave it off, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not her, you know, for her, that's not something she cares about. Me, I do. I need every hair to stay on my head as long as I possibly can. So
right.
if you're one of those women and you're listening to this, it's the questions you ask prior to.
I love that you do bring it. Two things you say. You say there's no one size fit all
answer.
There's no one size fit all, you know, method, right? Whether it's a braid in, a sew in, or whether it's a micro link or a tape in, it all depends on you and your personal lifestyle.
Yep.
And you also said if you're active like you are, you know, you after you've tried everything and with all your years of experience, you find yourself going back to a full braid, right? Like full head. So you said you talked about you do a regimen in between that time. So what does that usually look like? What is a regimen in between that?
Regimen, and I'm doing it because I have it, and even to the point where my husband be like, you gotta go do your stuff, don't you? Like, he even see it. So my regimen looks like, number one, I use a serum around the way that the install starts, because hydration of where those braids are, every single day you must have moisture to your scalp and to where it starts. Every single day. And I'm saying that because then it'd be like, somebody come back and be like, well, I'll see a spot that's potentially starting in alopecia. And I'm like, well, when did you say do that? Every single day. You have to start that in that area. Moisture has to be in there. Then also, too, in the braid work itself, your scalp, I always tell people, think about this. You just got your hair braided in some. Think about that sock that you take that you put at the bottom of the basket.
Okay.
You put something on top of it. And it got a little moisture to it.
What's right.
gonna happen with that sock? How's that sock gonna smell?
Right.
How's that? Right. It's not gonna be pretty good. That's what you're doing underneath your hair.
Ooh.
So every single day for me, high lifestyle, I use and have actually formulated a product called Refresh. So
okay.
it's something that I use as an antibacterial. It's an anti-inflammatory. It's a liquid format that I actually pour into my braids after every single workout. Well, how do you know if you need it? If you're starting to itch, you're starting to feel that, or even too, we're all women here, you take your finger in there and you get that, and then
take a sniff.
There's a problem going on. So just keeping down that bacteria that's on that scalp every single day because I'm working out. Now, if a person wasn't working out, it could be within shampoos.
Okay.
You know, in between shampoos. I also do take that same serum and go down into that braid just to keep moisture.
Mm.
Extensions do not cause, put it this way, proper extension application and maintenance does not cause hair loss.
Mm.
Improper application, improper maintenance cause hair loss.
Right.
If you're someone, like for me, when I wet and now my metabolism is kicking in, thank you, Jesus, it's coming back. It's now I have to shampoo my hair once a week.
Okay.
So in shampooing that hair, even though, I don't want to, I want it to last longest. No, forget that. I don't want it to last long. I'm going to keep my hair.
Right.
And I already know I'm going to wear an extension until I'm older and I'm going through the change and I'm just going to cut it off.
Right.
Because it's about my lifestyle. I'm a mom of three teenagers and I have a husband and I have a business.
Okay.
Yeah, that is a busy life. I do not have time to get up and I don't do heat stop. Like even today. Just in that extension, blow drying it on out, taking it out of the satin cap.
Right.
It fits my lifestyle. I don't have time to curl every single day. So moisture in the braids, moisture in the scalp every single day, sleeping in satin caps every single evening, satin caps around the hairline while working out every single day. Whenever that happens, it's proper care. Conditioning the hair, conditioning your hair, not just, I hear women say co-washing, which I feel like is causing so many issues with bacteria on women's scalp. From this co-wash thing, no, you need your surfactant in your shampoo, you need to cleanse your scalp. So you need to properly, even too, taking in your hydrating shampoo into a color bottle, pouring it down into your scalp, massaging into, using warm rinse and cleansing it through the scalp. See, if you're doing those things, it's, and I was like, oh, that's a lot. And I'm like, you know what's a lot? Dealing when you ain't got no hair.
Losing your hair and having surgery and all that other good stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I get a lot of
treatments, right? And because you look beautiful and that confidence is radiating after you get a fresh hair done and a fresh do. You're not worried about what's going to happen after that. You deal with it when it comes.
Yes.
So I'm so glad that you're teaching us what we need to do. Like, because I'm not a believer in telling people what they can't do. Like, you can't wear extensions, you can't wear wigs if you want healthy hair. Because, honey, I want to wear some extensions and some wigs.
Absolutely. And that's another question, too. You said about how often can you get them. If you're properly caring for your hair, you can back-to-back an extension. But what are you doing to take care of your hair? So when you take that extension out, braids included. I think women are not realizing. Let me stop. If you have braids, you need to shampoo your braids. You need to shampoo your scalp. You still got to take care of it. You cannot wear that braid for 3 months.
3 months.
And then not shampoo your hair.
Right.
And proper maintenance on a braid.
Right.
Right, too. So you can't do that. If you're properly taking care of in between, you're going to detox out your scalp. You're going to do a deep condition. Get your ends trimmed. You can go back into, but guess what you should do? So right now I have a middle part as we're sitting, and it ain't really middle. This camera didn't flip me around, but I don't. I last time had it a little bit over in this direction.
Okay.
The next time, switch the part.
Right.
You can go back into the same area if you're a back-to-back person.
Talk about that really quickly.
Left part, this install. Right part, this install. Hair back, next install. Middle part, this install. Closure, next install. See, once your hair gets used to the same thing over and over, it can even just be a ponytail pulled too tight. When you're doing the same thing over and over and over again, you can cause traction alopecia because of that while wearing the extension, because what you're doing is stunting the growth in the area. You're constantly putting that same weight in the scalp, in the area. So I even go back and forth, me myself, like right now it's the fall time, I want to take care of my edges. So my install, if you can see right here, starts all the way back here.
Right.
So I can moisturize my scalp. Now when the summertime comes, I don't have no relaxer. We're going to pull that a little bit forward.
Right.
And
right.
I may even take it out a little bit faster. There are times I've taken out a 4-week install. It's starting to shift back. I'm sweating too much. But then here how I'm adjusting per the seasons, how things are going. You know, this is that conversation again about not one size fit all, or in the wintertime it lasts. Even now, ladies, it's cold. I saw the map everywhere. You even sometimes now, we didn't talk about water. You need to drink water.
Okay.
But you need more moisture now than you ever have. Here I'm in a suburb in Chicago.
Okay.
It was just -3. Lord Jesus, -3. So I actually sat at my office while I was working and did a deep conditioning because my scalp was starting to really bother me because it was so super, super dry.
Right.
So if you keep hearing in my conversation, maintenance, moisture, oiling, silk, brushing your hair, taking it out when it's time. In between your regimen, take care of your hair. It's like, well, why are you taking so much care of your hair if you ran an install? Because your hair is the foundation for everything.
Right.
Your hair. So if I don't have good hair, I can't wear a partial, which is good to do. Maybe you don't need a full. Maybe you're just going to wear a partial, so just to give you some additional fullness. Maybe you go in between and you take out the braid so you do a clip-in because maybe you're not going to be high activity at this time. I do that at time frames. Say, for instance, I know I'm on a break in between just wear a clip-in for a week or two.
Right.
I'll do it just a short period. Mm-hmm. I gotta come on back to working out. I need it to be braided. But if you hear it, the style is based upon my life.
Right.
But maintenance is the same for us all. We all have to maintain.
So I have a final question. And I know that this is for women who already, the damage is done. They're already going through hair loss. The hair is weak and brittle. What now? Like, what can they do now? What's the recommendation for them? Should they keep coming in for extensions and now they barely have anything for anything to hang off? What is your recommendation to those women?
So it depends on the level of damage. Okay. So if you do have more of a female pattern baldness, if you do have some areas, if you look at just your own rule of thumb, look at your skin, even if you can get really close into the mirror. If you see a little dots in that area, that is follicle that's actually coming through that can't grow itself.
Mm.
So usually what I'll say in that area, like, let's tuck that away. Let's have you take your hair vitamin. Hair growth is internal, external. It cannot just be topically. You are not going to peppermint oil your hair to grow. You are not going to just castor oil your shaft back, even though I see Jamaican castor oil. I'm sorry. I can tell you why that's working. If it has, where it grew my hair, I can tell you why. That would be another time frame.
Mm-hmm.
However, it's internal, external.
Right.
So we talk about responsibly what vitamin are you on? Okay. Also, too, if there's some additional, this is during your consultation, if there are some additional funguses or some areas where maybe your sebaceous glands are clogged, we talk about, you can't just mask the issue.
Right.
Extensions will help you grow out an area if it's going to grow. If
the
area does have extensions, yes. Tucking it away while caring for it. I do it on a daily basis. I'm for certain that it can happen. Now, if I get someone that comes in that I see that it is scarring, there's some tissues. I, being a trichologist also too, can put a scope on the hair and see.
Right.
So if I see that, guess what? You should be partner paired with the dermatologist.
Right.
You shouldn't just, you know, that's what your license. When you're dealing with a licensed professional, I always say that because it's so many. Now you get an Instagram.
Oh, don't do it. Don't look for whatever.
You don't even do your homework. You're dealing with somebody not licensed who's not going to tell you that. You should be partnered with a dermatologist because maybe they can give you, while you're taking your vitamins, while you're wearing your extension, maybe they can give that stylist, because I have it all the time, they can give you a topical that you can be pouring into your extension as your hair is growing out.
Mm. So you still can safely wear extensions while you're experiencing some hair loss.
Absolutely. You just want to have that open conversation. I have written out and emailed over maybe some of the procedures in which I'm going to do on that person to the dermatologist that then would say if this is okay or not. And then they have, okay, well, we can do this. And now the dermatologist knows because of this to give you a liquid format instead of a cream that you can't get in between your hair.
Right.
So that's why it needs to be a working relationship.
With the derm. You hit a nerve. You struck a nerve. And this is why it is imperative. Ladies, listen to me. It is imperative to connect with experts.
Yes.
With hair care experts, hair professionals, dermatologists, and licensed stylists
who
understand the science of hair care. Because what she said was, you know what? She's going to work with your dermatologist so that you guys can grow your hair together. Shall I feel like I put the spirit
in? Yes. I mean, it's a working... Think about it. When you go, let's out frame, come out of the salon. Let's go into the doctor's office just for a couple seconds. How many times have you worked with your regular family practitioner that has then sent you over to a specialist? The specialist has come back and then told them what they should be doing. Now they make a recommendation for you. Now you get healed.
Right.
Let's come into the salon. No different. You work with your regular person that's telling you this, that is a professional. That's like, I call myself a care professional. I'm a care bear. So I'm going to tell you to go here. Let them tell me. There are certain situations too that have happened where the dermatologist has actually told me, guess what? I really don't think that they should go back to that.
Like
that fungus. I have a client that had a buildup of candida, which is yeast on her scalp. That they, when they did the biopsy on her hair,
right,
they felt that she needed to be out for a while. And she was like, well, what am I going to do with my hair? Okay, so let's talk about moisturizing. Let's talk about that dermatologist. We paired her with clip-ins because her hair was too thin. She needed to be on Zooms. She had a professional image that she needed to. She really loved her sewing. So we adjusted some things in her personal life that she could, and I had to teach her. So don't be, listen, if a stylist is listening to this, if you are truly in this for the client, don't stop thinking about, oh, but she ain't gonna come back in 2 weeks if I don't put this in her hair or this. You have not, I have been able to build, and I'm sharing this for stylists. I've been able to build a respect. I am booked for the entire year of 2021 in a pandemic. I have zero openings. I did not build my clientele on social media. Want to know how I built it? Through word of mouth. You want to know why? Because people will tell people when you tell them no and you actually care. They'll be like, okay, listen, I know she may be extra. She may be this, but my hair is wrong. She wouldn't let me do this. That's the integrity of a true professional. And I'm saying that as myself because there are other true professionals out there.
Right.
So if you want that base like that, you want to know that's creating a salary. Mm. You know, that created a salary for me. I know what I'm making this year.
Mm.
You know, by taking care of people. So guess what? I taught her, don't be afraid of this. I taught her how to properly put in her clip-ins. But guess what she does? She still comes in every 6 to 8 weeks for her proper deep conditions and trim. I am a stylist that says you should not, especially as African-American women, this is a whole nother podcast, I'm telling you. You don't have to be a slave to the salon every 2 weeks.
Mm.
You don't. You need to learn how to take care of your hair at home. You're not a slave to the doctor's office every 2 weeks, are you?
Right.
He gives you your regimen. You go home. You follow. Maybe if it's not going well, you're seeing him or her more often.
Right.
And after you get the regimen, you know how to take care of it. And then you come back for maintenance care. Same with right. your car. You don't buy a car and go in. You stop getting like that.
Right.
So I taught her how to do her clip-ins, how to take care of her hair, how to properly take them out at night, how to do that. And I see her every 6 to 8 weeks. But you best believe she has sent me 3 to 4 people. Anytime I say something online, even too, she'll share that somewhere else and be like, hey, I'm telling y'all, y'all need to talk to Tracy.
Hairstylists have to partner with dermatologists.
Absolutely. You have to.
Tracy, I'm going to end the interview. I just want to say thank you so much. This was awesome. I feel like you need to come back for a part two because this.
I know. I'm going to say
Right. I want
such a passion for this.
You can tell your passion radiates through how you communicate everything, and you just make it so easy for us to understand. So where can someone find you if they want to come to you directly? Like, listen, I want her. Well, I know your book for 2021, honey, but if I want to step my
for 2022, I know. So I'll tell you this. You can find me on social media, all social media platforms at Tracy Madre. That's TRAYCEMADRE. And then also my company, which is Restore RX Beauty, which is RESTORRX Beauty. Restore RX Beauty even too means restoration is the prescription to beauty.
Mm.
I just love that. You know, again, that's the care bear in me. So you can find me on those two platforms also too on the website, which is RestoreRXBeauty.com.
Thank you so much, Tracy. I just want you to come back definitely. We can hopefully get some stylists, and hopefully you can join us on Clubhouse so we could talk to some stylists about connecting with dermatologists.
I would love to do that.
Yes. Okay. So I will definitely connect with you. Thank you, everyone, for this episode. And please visit Tracy, y'all. She has tons of knowledge. Bye.